Okay, so what I thought would be nice, if it's okay with you,
Sure.
is we need about 10 minutes for this private group that is really in tune with all this stuff that we've been talking about. And I have to, choose out of, I mean, we barely scratched the surface of all the stuff that you really have to contribute, as you know.
Well, but that's the hard part. We had to do that.
Yeah, but now let's talk about
Okay.
for people that, because this is really short, a few minutes,
Oh,
and
sure.
let's talk about prevention for the people that have not gotten this vaccine, and for the people that have, which there are millions and millions of those, unfortunately, that realize that they shouldn't have done that.
Right.
What's your understanding of the best hope for how they can recover from the damage of the shots?
Never get another shot, any kind.
Number one, don't do it again, right?
Ever. No other shot.
Even and they're going to come out with a really wonderful shot that is going to be the better than any shot you've ever heard of, and it's going to be fantastic.
And the agenda is to kill you. So it's going to
Yeah.
be one that kills everybody. So that's the first thing is never get another shot. The second thing is get a supply, get ivermectin, get hydroxychloroquine.
And what do you do with those?
The hydroxychloroquine you take once a week.
Do you have a dose that you like?
It's a booster. Yeah, it's on the pill. It's and I don't talk doses. It's just
Yeah.
ask your doctors.
Right,
Ask
exactly.
Gold Care, ask Stella Emanuel, ask Peter Malone. Let's see what's on the pill. See, I do
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
There's a reason I'm not sick. Okay, let's see. It's 200.
That's what's on the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, so I take one of these every Sunday.
Yeah, that's what they call it in Africa, according to Stella.
Correct.
Sunday medicine.
Yeah, and that's what military used to do when they went over to the Vietnam War. That you don't want to get malaria. So you
Right.
keep your immune system focused away from parasitic diseases.
Right.
And so ivermectin is if to have on the shelf if you get sick, if you get a cold, that is a fever that's, remember when we all used to get something and we just had clear nasal secretions, and you only had a little fever, but you felt kind of crummy and you just wanted to lie in bed. Remember when your mom said it's a virus, don't worry
Yeah.
about it, or the doctor said it's a virus, don't worry about it?
Right.
Because most of them aren't enveloped, and even the coronaviruses, they're quickly degraded by your innate immune system. So the other thing I'd have on your shelf is Paximmune. Paximmune. And it's in our website on therealdoctorjudy.com. You go shop.therealdoctorjudy.com, and it takes you over to the manufacturers of these things, and they just ship them out. I don't do anything. I don't make products and I don't sell products.
What is Paximmune? I never heard of
It's
it.
type 1 interferon, bovine interferon.
Okay,
I'll
interesting.
send you. It's in all my other talks. I'll email you the healing talks.
Okay, that'd be great.
You want Cardio Miracle? And
I don't know what that is.
oh, it's a powder, a beet powder, just to for anybody who's taken the shots, and I mean any shots, flu shots, anything, get some Cardio Miracle. It's just a powder that is minerals, beet powder, so you can relax the endothelium so that the myocarditis, it won't kill you. So for the myocarditis, for your athletes, for your students, all it is a drink. You want dimethylglycine. It's that thing that latens. You'll see the food. It's just food. It's on our
So
website.
it's like basically powdered dehydrated organic beets.
Correct. And it's got some other minerals in it. It's a formulation that John Hewlett at Cardio Miracle, I mean, is this a fabulous formulation? It increases your natural production of vitamin D. It makes your pancreas work again. It really cuts through a lot of things. It's just a food. I usually put two or three drinks things in my drinks. I'll put some berries, and I tend not to eat any. I don't eat anything that's not organic. But on vegetables, there's not a lot. And I shouldn't even say organic. I should say grass fed, grass finished, clean meat. We've got to have meat. You know this. You know what the cabal doesn't want you to do. Is get clean food. So our veggies are all fake. Our fats are all fake. They're synthetic fats. So you need clean lipids. You need clean, you don't want all these omega-6s. You can't eat this canola oil. You need real clean avocado oil, clean olive oil, different grapeseed oils. You want to be, I use all my cleaning supplies from a company called Pure Haven. You'll see all of that on our website.
That's on the website. Okay.
Every part of my world is, and I've learned this over the past 30 years, you know, and I always did it in isolating these viruses. We never once put on a mask in a lab. Never. Right, you filter the air, you filter. So the easiest things to do is the opposite of what you've done the last 2 years. Get out in the sunshine. Mm-hmm, Do not isolate. Do not turn on that TV. Fear and anger are the two most powerfully immune suppressive things. So that's why I wear my love hat. You know, it gets as simple as don't wear any other red hats because they just think it's a political thing.
Right.
You know? And I didn't vote for Trump because I've been held under these fraudulent criminal charges throughout. I didn't vote for anybody. I got this felony fugitive from justice thing hanging over me, except for it didn't matter in 2020 because they didn't even look at your ID. You know, we just let everybody vote, criminal or not. So you want to drink clean. You want to eat clean. You're going to need some cannabis. You're going to need some hemps. They're natural vaccines. We've got hemp balms on there. You'll see Cytogen. That's a company we use. They're like three companies. There are a lot of, you can put the roll on your skin. You were starting those pain syndromes. So, It's all just natural, clean food. Just if you can keep the glyphosate and out of your life, it's primarily the glyphosate that is the poisoning. We have a whole chapter with Stephanie Seneff. She's going to help me a little bit. Pine needle tea is not sermon. What am I saying? She's going to help me a little bit. She helps me a lot. For the last 15 years, we've been trying to figure out if one of us can understand each other first. She's got the sulfur and the copper, and I don't understand deuterium depleted cells, and I'm talking a different language. And she said last time we text, which was about 2 weeks ago, she said, "Judy, I think we're as close as we've ever been. We're going to understand each other in no time." See, if we can just talk, because it's a different chemistry. I don't like to think about copper and ion chemistry. It's just not my thing. Energy things. I'm a natural products chemist. I make drugs out of plant. I'm a Native American, so I believe food is medicine, and that's all we need.
Right.
And I kind of live that. And my Aunt Susie lived to 102, so we're fine.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well,
if we poison ourselves, they killed my mom at 83 because they poisoned her with a Prevnar vaccine. AFib is a vaccine injury. Prevnar and flu shots cause AFib. Vaccine injuries, your heart doesn't one day stop beating. That's why I put POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia. Your heart races at all. AFib. You'll see that on all these death certificates. No, my husband didn't have AFib. You caused that. You know, you can cause that with aluminum and some of the other things in those vaccines. That's why I showed you the Gotti paper.
Right.
But basically, all you have to do is clean it up right now. Go back to living the way you are. Hug your kids. Get natural chicken pox. Get natural measles.
Right.
If you've gotten these shots, never get another shot, particularly not Gardasil or the COVID shots or the flu shots, you know, Prevnar. The things they're giving you every day are the deadly ones, you know, and they're pushing, pushing, pushing. If they show it on TV, don't take it. And I don't care what. Yeah. Paxlovid is laced. It's their drugs are poison. So they're coming out Paxlovid. Oh, why'd you name something Paxlovid? Because you knew damn well what Paximmune was. You knew what type 1 interferons, but Paxlovid isn't Paximmune, and Paxlovid will kill you. It's laced with fluoride. We've got PharmD chemists on it. We've got people who are analyzing these vials. We've got people who know what's in these drugs. That's why what Brian Artis said, yeah, it's in the water. They've got our salt poison. They've got radiation poisoning. So there's a lot of things we need depending on your environment. But remember, only the most susceptible were getting sick. And we injected SARS-CoV-2 in polio shots for 20 years. So if people could just wrap their head out of how good our immune system really is, you know, think about it, all they've injected and all we're exposed to. If you see it naturally, you'll be all right. The whole key is you won't die. You'll develop lifelong immunity. We've got to protect you. You know, there's a company called TRU47.com, TRU47.com. They have things like silver scarf, silver copper mask. If you're in a situation where somebody's going to make you wear a mask and you can't do anything about it, particularly if you're a cancer patient and you're in a hospital and you're somewhere near a lot of the vaccinated, get ozonated oils and creams. Go to aaot.us. Find a practitioner in your area. You need a functional doctor. You need somebody. You can't just treat yourself. Please don't do that. It doesn't work. If I buy a bag of carrots and juice them, I can die of cirrhosis of the liver if I do that every day for a number of years. But more importantly, you're probably loading yourself with glyphosate. It's not that carrot juice is bad, but we don't use just one source of carotenoid in nature, meaning things that are red. We have lycopene, we have lutein, we have astaxanthin, zeaxanthin. You know, I'm natural products chemist, strychnine, and digoxin come from the same family of plants. One causes a heart attack, one prevents them. It's a lifelong of it's an art form, really. And so these companies that we put in the Get Healthy store is a company that gathers great products from everywhere and gets them to the consumer. Because if you walk in Costco and you buy vitamin C and quercetin, you're not getting Zev Zelenko's fabulous Z-Stack. You don't know what you're getting. As Bayer Monsanto admitted, their Tums, their Pepto-Bismol, their Preparation H, they laced it with snake venom peptides from aborted fetal cell lines. They admitted it. They're telling you, oh, if you have a problem with the purity of the human body or us using these things in your products, here's all the products we're putting it in. So if it, the simplest thing for your people, it, for everybody, is please learn who to trust. Please learn. And it's not them. And they're only the 3% of the scientists in the cult called scientism, this one world order that thinks they can hack your genome. They can't. And they know it. Because we're not our DNA, we're our chromosomes. And that's why I showed you that slide where only 3% of our messenger RNA is translated into the protein that runs all of our bodies. And everything is post-translation modification to attune our immune system to our environment, to our genetics. We've got the detox machinery we need. We've got everything given by God. Our skin will develop immunity, everything, even Ebola. And that's the book Called for Life. We discuss in the second half It's Kent and Amber Brantley, and they got Kent Brantley is the doctor that got contagious Ebola in Sierra Leone in 2014. And and the doctor on site was a Christian missionary who just happened to be in Ventura, and I happened to know them. God doesn't make mistakes. And so he cured or got Kent to stay well by giving him saline infusions, putting him in a dark, quiet place, playing healing music, praying for that guy, and giving him hydroxychloroquine and the blood from a little boy who developed an antibody and survived. You know, this, it's a very short book to read, but everybody in your audience will remember when the plane came down to the CDC in the summer of 2014, and NPR said, here's a little riddle for you. If that Ebola over there isn't contagious, then why are these people getting sick when they're all suited up wearing masks and spraying themselves with bleach, like, you know, we used to do before we went into a lab with those suits. People have to realize that the masks and the isolation and everything we're doing is causing the COVID. And the COVID shot is not SARS-CoV-2. Everything John said was correct. And in fact, everything everybody said was correct. You know, you got to isolate. It's not it's a them. Every time you put an issue in, you got all the animal viruses. So right. There isn't a flu shot that doesn't have bird coronaviruses in it. So you'll test positive for coronaviruses. There isn't a polio shot that doesn't have monkeypox in it. There isn't but those are the blueprints. Those are the proviruses. Right. They're not infectious and transmissible until you cripple your own immune system. If you keep your immune system fine, you'll be fine.
Maybe when we talk with Reiner and Pat, when that gets arranged, we can talk about the new systems that will be set up.
Yep.
That'd be
definitely
fun.
I'll pull healing into that next.
Yeah, sounds good.
I work more on healing. Today, I spent some time at a place in Thousand Oaks that has laser sound light therapy, something called a Hocket or a Hocat, which is an ozonated sauna. So I go clear all this stuff out of my skin. I get the aluminum out. I get the heavy metals out. I get So there are a lot of ways, you know, depending on the states you're in, our website has an awful lot of help. Like I said, Gold Care, Simone Gold is setting it up, flcc.net, those doctors at Gulf Breeze in Florida. Dr. Ben Marble is myfreedoctor.com.
I remember, yeah.
All the doctors that are going out there, they'll help you.
Isn't Simone going into jail for a while right now?
Well, I'm going to do everything to make sure she doesn't go to jail because, hey, you know, we're tired of innocent women going to jail.
Yeah.
And so this isn't going to happen. So I'm doing everything we can to make sure Newsom, Fauci, and Levin. Didn't Newsom just put a commercial on TV saying, oh, they burn book and put innocent women in jail in Florida? No, they don't. They do that in California because you did because you did it to me twice. And you didn't file that trespassing charge when I wore the wrong mask on that airplane in Santa Barbara. I'm coming after him because I got the lawsuit. I got premeditated murder. You want to see how long he could serve as governor or president when he's in jail? So don't do anything.
I think he's all excited about the image of replacing Biden at this point.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be fun. when they're all convicted felons, Fauci included, because we've got the proof. We've got all those samples. We've got the proof. And but all we need is a few honest attorneys general in this country or a few honest sheriffs to go round up these people. And they're showing up. They're stepping up. Courage is contagious. And
well,
it's
I think Reiner is saying that the best chance of finding honest judges and attorneys general would be in the United States at this point.
Correct. That's why we're doing that.
Yeah. It's exciting. So we're going to have a lot to talk about when we get our group together.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's going to be a challenge to see You know, one thing I'm wondering about, because we don't do groups too often, is how do we do it so that everybody has plenty of chance to say everything they want to say?
Well, what we usually do is we start with Patrick because he's got the scientism. He puts the whole culture of technocracy.
Yeah.
This is, we know this is one world order. We know this is Google and all these people setting up this technocracy, Amazon. You'll own nothing by 2030 and you'll be happy. We know this.
Yeah.
World order. So he usually.
You're saying let him make a whole presentation to start.
We do it like 10 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
The only reason I went so long winded is if people could really look at those data and those papers, they'll understand that we're all saying the same thing. And I know John will get it and all the rest.
John Rappaport, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, we've got your slides now as part of the recording.
Right.
So people can study those. They're a little small, you know, print. But I think they can be expanded, right, on the screen somehow.
Oh sure. They can. And we've got that talk. I've probably taped it. They probably taped it, and you can see it on our website how I gave it to a group of doctors, because that was only a 50-minute talk when I gave it. Because all I did with all those slides that showed you all the frequent sequences, I was just do every cell line in our lab for all these years, and we do all these xenograft approaches, and we do that with cancer. And so those are just wafting through and spreading everywhere. When you amplify a sequence, it's on the walls. When we were amplifying genes and things like that, we would call, in fact, there's one great story. I don't know if Frank told it in his part of the book, but we asked for this gene that somebody had cloned a gene. Cloning is very important. They cloned a gene. And, mm-hmm. and so they made, you know, they made an expression vector out of the gene. And so we called or we wrote, it was before the internet, and said, could we have a sample of that gene? We'd like to do some studies with it. And they said, no, it's proprietary. And they wrote back in a letter, and all we did was steam the envelope and you got the sequences of the gene. And so if you're smart, you really know what you're doing. PCR can amplify anything. So it's all over the walls of these hospitals. Think about the people that are heaviest vaccinated. They're in all those masks. They're getting oxygen fed in there. They're spitting that shot all over these people. So if these people, and the paper Ryan Cole showed us, from, I think it was a Cell paper from the end of December, you know, they showed a dead person the expression of that COVID-19 vaccine spike protein for at least 30 days after a person's dead. That can only be the synthetic RNA that doesn't break down. Because when you die, you make no RNA. That is the definition. Right. Rigor mortis, you're stiff. Chaos is done. That is the definition. You have no more energy in your cells.
Right. Well, so if we start with Pat...
Yeah.
Then we just let you guys.
What we usually do is we start with Pat, we go to me, and then we do Reiner. Reiner focuses on the PCR, so I don't show too much other than to show you. Mm-hmm. Remember, the whole story with the XMRV is they said it's all synthetic. Now they're saying this is natural evolution and nothing was synthetic. Right. And so they flipped it on its heels. They said, I couldn't use PCR like my bosses did. You know, that's not a diagnostic test. So since you charged Medicare, the Whittemores in their company, they used grant funds to do PCR tests and diagnose XMRV. Mm-hmm. infections, and the government said you can't do that. You know, and then they turned around because Abbott had the patent, and they turned around. All COVID is XMRV covered up, reinvented, called COVID, and kill everyone with evidence of infection. 4 to 6%. Who's dying right now? 4 to 6%. All the elderly, all the people who already have antibodies to AIDS, to HIV. Who's right. getting sick? 2 XMRVs and 2 SARS. That's about 15% of our country. But if nobody gets another shot, you'll be all right. I'm still here. And my David would have been alive if they hadn't denied him his medicine. So he's the sickest of the sick because he had COPD. He was choking out his lungs with that inflammatory disease. But that's okay. He was on hydroxychloroquine. He was on ivermectin. And had they not killed him, you know, he absolutely did not die of COVID. And he can prove his God-given immunity is all you need. And that's all that's, you know, that's the end of the story. We in this country, all we have to say is no thank you. No thank you as nicely as we can. I'll take my God-given immunity. I'll prove antibodies because you can't. I'll send you that proof of immunity form that I sent. Okay. I'll send you this data for next week because this is the point. We don't care what you do. If you want to wear a mask, if you want to get a shot, if you want to, you know, run around and poison yourself to death, it's good on you. That's what you're allowed to do. If you want to believe the cult of Tony Fauci, if you want to believe the cult of scientism and technocracy, and Yuval Noah Harari or all Bill Gates, if you want to worship them, you're free to worship them in this country. But you're not free to force us to worship your God, because we will not guide them.
The other thing that is a flaw in that free choice argument is in order to have free choice with vaccines and drugs, it has to be informed consent.
Correct. And there's no informed consent if nobody knows what's in the needle.
Exactly.
So that's true with every flu shot. That's true with every vaccine. Show me the data. They have not a single safety test. FOIA 2019, Dell Bigtree proved it.
Yeah, same thing with the drugs too.
That's correct. With the drugs, with Eliquis that killed my mom, with Remdesivir, with Paxlovid, these are experiments with the cholesterol medications. The statins was the first single biggest experiment on a healthy population. High cholesterol is not heart disease. So they can't put you on those drugs and kill you. And that's what they've been doing, destroying our cell membranes.
Well, they keep lowering the definition of high cholesterol too.
Oh, you know what they did? They said less than 134. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I think I put, are you Fauci kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? You know, less than 134. I'm looking for cancer. Come on. How stupid are you? You know, how stupid?
It's not stupidity. It's malice.
Yes, it is.
Anyway. It's fun. So
it's fun.
We'll be back. It'll feel like a few minutes when we're back with you and Pat and Reiner. So
sure. And Reiner just talks about PCR and he talks about all the legal. Pat starts and I get in there and I just I do the micro of the version of this and I'll just focus on healing for you.
Okay. That would be great.
Because that part's easy.
Yeah, that's the fun part.
That's fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, have a nice night.
Okay, you too, Richard.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Doug.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night. See you soon.